Yeah?
Stick him up.
I?
Stick him up, buddy. I'll give it a works.
What works?
I. There, I'll put you on the spot.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, that was just my machine gun noise.
Well, strike, if you go doing that today, Chris, you'll go mad.
He's been mad for years.
Yeah, but you did that last lesson, too.
Well, what about yourself?
I never make machine gun noises.
No, but you gave an impersonation of a cow.
Yeah, but I got carried away.
It sounded more like a bull having a stroke.
Oh, rats, it's better than you could do.
Yeah? If I couldn't impersonate a cow better than that, I'd never drink milk again.
Well, go on, show me.
All right, listen.
That's not as good as mine, listen.
Nothing like it.
No, listen here.
Quiet! What in the name of fortune is going on in this classroom now? Where do you boys think you are? In a dairy or somewhere?
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Well, stop behaving like a herd of elephants. A pair of white mice. Or whatever that was supposed to be.
A cow.
Oh, am I?
Sure.
What?
No, sir. I mean, that's what it was.
That's what was?
That noise, sir.
Noise?
Yeah, it was a cow of a noise.
You're telling me. I mean, was it?
Sure, and I'm a lot better at it than them.
No, he's not, sir.
Of course I am. Pipe down.
Well, I reckon I can do that better than you.
Quiet! Look, I don't want you boys to start an argument over a stupid thing like that.
We're not arguing.
Not arguing?
No.
Well, what are you doing? Don't tell me you're reciting the charge of the Light Brigade, because I won't believe it.
No, sir, I don't even know it.
Oh.
Well, I do.
Do you?
Sure. Half a league, football league onward.
Football league?
Yeah. Into the Valley of Death rode the 6-day bike riders.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? There were no bike riders.
No bike riders?
No.
You're not going to tell me the bikes just rolled into their own accord.
Yes, of course they did. It was a marvelous sight. Just imagine 600 bikes coming down the valley with not a rider in... Now, just a minute. What am I talking about?
Well, I'll be the mug. What are you?
Well, listen. Look, there's no earthly reason why you should be insulting my boy. Frankly, I don't quite know what anybody is talking about.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what about me trying to straighten it out for you?
Yes, perhaps if you could give us a hand, it might make it a lot clearer.
Yes. Well, what's the trouble?
No, listen to me, Buckle. Just do me a favor and develop a severe attack of lockjaw, will you? Whatever it is, we can't understand now. After you've explained it to us, it'll be even less understandable.
Well, I still reckon I had riders on those bikes.
Yes, but what bikes?
The bikes the soldier blokes rode into the Valley of Death.
Well, I know that, but I... Now, wait a minute. Look, I've already told you that that's quite wrong. The charge of the Light Brigade had nothing whatever to do with men on bicycles.
Whoa!
Well, what's the matter with you, Greenbottle? Are you in pain?
Yeah.
Well, what's this woo business? Well, just keep quiet. I repeat that the charge of the Light Brigade had nothing whatever to do with men on bicycles.
Whoa!
Ooh, what?
Whoa! How can you say such a thing?
Well, it was... Listen, just a minute. Did you eat much soap for breakfast this morning?
Soap?
Yes, soap.
No, of course I never.
Well, for goodness sake, stop bubbling over all the time.
But I was just trying to put you right about the bike. But it was because they didn't have any rear lights on their bikes that they were called the Light Brigade.
Yes, but what?
Well, don't you remember?
Remember?
Yes. They had no cannons to the right of them, no cannons to the left of them, no cannons in front of them. They only had cannons behind them.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, that's what put out their rear lights.
What?
Their cannons behind them.
Yes, but what? Listen, are you just making this up, Greenbottle?
Yes. Yeah. No, of course I know.
Well, I say you are. It's just an unadulterated lot of piffle. As a matter of fact, they did have cannons in front of them.
Yes, well, in that case, they never had any headlights either.
Exactly. There wasn't a headlight amongst them.
No wonder they got cleaned up fighting in the dark.
Precisely. That's what I've always said.
They get cleaned up.
Didn't they?
No, of course they never.
Well, look, would you boys be good enough to stop this ridiculous conversation immediately?
Yes, but that was one of Sir Walter Raleigh's best fights.
Sir Walter Raleigh's?
Yes, you must remember him.
Yes, well, I know the name, but I just can't place the face for the moment. Which Raleigh was he?
He was one of the motorcycle rallies.
Oh, yes, of course. They used to live on the corner. No, I don't understand. Serves you right, Bottomy. You can't say you didn't ask for that. Look, if you want to waste our time just trying to be funny, just tell me. And I'll deal with you severely. He was one of the motorcycle rallies.
Oh, he was not.
Well, I know that, you idiot.
Man.
Well, for goodness sake, keep quiet and let somebody talk who's got some brains.
Yes, sir.
Was that you, Stafford?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so you want to be a disturbing influence too, do you?
No, sir.
Yeah, well, just sit there and stop... stop talking your head off. We don't want to listen to you jabbering all day.
No, I'll say.
And we don't want to listen to you either, Bottomy.
Ah.
Yes,
Yes.
And don't you say, oh, yes, either.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes,
oh. Yes,
oh. Yes. Oh, ow! I didn't think it'd be long before I had to give you the stick cream bottle. You've been getting very close to it all the morning.
No, I haven't.
Oh, haven't you? Well, I say you have. Well, what about that nonsense about Sir Walter Raleigh?
Yes, but it wasn't my fault. He was in the charge of the Love Brigade.
No, well, I realize that, but I... Listen. Sir Walter Raleigh wasn't in the charge of the Light Brigade.
No, of course he wasn't.
Well, he was so, too.
Oh, rats.
Look, for once, Bottomley is quite right. And I'm glad to see that you agree with me on something, Bottomley.
Sure, I'm on your side, sir.
Yes, well, at least he's got more intelligence than you, Greenbottle.
Yeah, I'll say.
I've always said that Bottomley is the type of boy that will go a long way in this world.
Yes, sir.
He's a level-headed, clear-thinking, smart and intelligent pupil.
Oh, gee, thanks, sir.
Think nothing of him. No, I mean, look, that's all right, Bottomley. I've always said, give credit where credit is due.
Yes, sir.
You've decided to agree with me for a change, and we are both firmly of the opinion that Sir Walter Raleigh was not in the charge of the Light Brigade.
No, sir.
And why not, Bottomley?
I never had a bike.
Exactly. That was the week he lent his bicycle to Queen Elizabeth, and she... No!
Well,
no,
did you ever hear so gentlemen?
Listen, that's not right, is it?
Queen Elizabeth never owned a bike.
But no, sir.
She never even had a bike. But Sir Walter Raleigh did. It was a beauty.
Yes,
oh,
well...
I remember the old man was only telling me...
Green bottle!
Yes?
It's a matter of complete indifference to me what your father told you the other day. So please don't waste our time on that topic. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I know Queen Elizabeth never had a bike anyway.
No, all right. Well, nobody said that she did.
No, because otherwise she would have ridden that instead.
Exactly. Well, instead?
Yes.
Instead of what?
Instead of the white horse.
Oh, I see. Well, white horse? What white horse?
Don't you feel well?
No, I'm a bit off colour. I think it must be something that I've eaten. But no, wait a minute. Feel well? Of course I feel well. I never felt better in my life.
Well, you must have heard of Queen Elizabeth in a white horse.
Well, look, I've no doubt that Queen Elizabeth had a white horse, but she certainly wasn't famous for it.
Yes, she was.
Oh, was she? Well, it's the first that I've heard of it.
That was the horse she rode when she went through the streets with no clothes on.
What?
She rode through the street with no clothes on, and everybody had to stop inside.
Look, my dear idiotic Greenbottle, you're thinking about Lady Godiva.
Yes, but...
Lady Godiva.
Yes, but that was just a stage name.
Yes, well, I know that as well as you do, but I... No, a stage name? What are you raving about? Queen Elizabeth didn't have a stage name.
Oh, it was a maiden name.
Exactly, but Greenbottle's trying to tell us that... No, it wasn't her maiden name either.
Well, what was it?
It was only a nickname.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, if that's going to keep you quiet, we'll let it go at that.
But that's not right, sir.
Stanford, are you contradicting me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because you made a mistake.
Stanford, do you realize that you're being downright rude?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
Yes, sir, that's one of the worst mistakes I've ever heard.
Yes, well, I'm glad that I... What? Now, listen to me, young man. You're going a bit too far.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
You can't talk to me like that, you know. That's one of the worst mistakes you've heard.
Well, I know a fair bit about this, sir.
Look, have you got Greenbottle's trousers on?
No, sir.
Well, stop behaving like him.
How do you mean, sir?
You know a fair bit about this. You know nothing at all about it.
Yes, I do, sir.
Stanford, if you'll excuse me saying so, you know nothing at all about anything. As a matter of fact, you're quite the dullest boy that I ever had the misfortune to teach.
Strike, sir.
You've never been able to do any of your schoolwork for as long back as I can remember. You never have understood your lessons, and you never will. You don't know anything, and what's more, you can't do anything.
I can make cow noises, sir.
Can you?
Yes, sir. Listen.
Well, I...
Not as good as mine.
Quiet. For goodness sake, stop that ridiculous noise. Do all you boys want the stick?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, why on earth do you want to carry on as though you're in a farmyard?
We're having a competition.
Well, I don't care if you're having a bath. There's no need to make those stupid noises.
That's the best place to practice.
Where?
In the bath.
Oh, is it? Well, that may be terribly interesting to people who like that sort of thing. But as far as you boys are concerned, it's got to stop. You're not here to waste your time with that sort of nonsense. You're here to learn your lessons and prepare yourself for your career. To teach you to earn your bread and butter.
Yeah, well, I'm down on the stage.
On the stage?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do on the stage?
Make cow noises. Listen.
Serves you right. How long do you think I want to put up with that kind of thing? Not fair?
No, I was preparing myself for my career.
Now, look, don't make it any worse for yourself, my boy, or you won't have a career. All you'll have will be a funeral.
But strike, I can go on the stage for a while.
All right. Well, nobody said you couldn't.
I will push on the stage.
I knew it. Now see what you've done, Bottomy. You've got Greenbottle talking about his relations again.
Yes.
Well, don't. I know what you're going to say. You've got an uncle on the stage and he makes cow noises.
Yes.
Yes, well, that's lovely. But we don't want to hear about it.
But that's not all he does.
Isn't it?
No. He impersonates all animals.
Ah.
Tame and ferocious. As likewise does he do birds of the Australian bush.
Yes, well, what? All animals tame and ferocious. As likewise birds of the Australian bush.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
My first will be the ostrich in full flight.
The Greenbottle! Look, stop that nonsense immediately. This isn't a classroom, it's a zoo.
Yes.
Well, it had better not be for much longer, or there's going to be serious trouble. And Greenbottle, what on earth are you doing now? What are you trying to do? Catch flies in your mouth or something?
Oh, that's another of my uncle's impersonations.
Yes, what? But look, you're just sitting there opening and closing your mouth and snapping at nothing.
Yes, well, that's a dog barking.
Oh, I see. Well, a dog barking?
Yes, of course it was.
But look, your mouth was just opening and closing and there was no noise.
Yeah.
Well, what sort of dog is that supposed to be?
That's a silent healer.
Silent healer?
Well,
if that's the finish.
My next will be the emu laying an egg while at the same time doing a double back somersault.
I'll give you Ellie, my boy. I've never heard such a disgraceful lot of exhibition of nonsense in my life. I can't stand any more of this. Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.